to Gregory. Good morning, Mr. Gregory. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. You sound a little bit like President Bush, who had a bit of a problem with the Spanish leader's name yesterday. He called him Anzar instead of Aznar, which caused something of a problem, but otherwise we're speaking Spanish quite well.
Well, what difference does it make?
I don't think that's the attitude the American delegation is taking.
Do we have any tape of that, Charles?
I haven't come up with it, I imagine.
No, actually, it was a comment that was made to foreign print reporters and was printed in the papers and actually made a little bit of light of it during their joint press conference.
How did he mispronounce it again?
He said Anzar, and it's Aznar.
Oh, big deal. Tell him to get over it. Because I hate Pedro, lighten up.
No. I don't think we're going to foster any European unity with that approach. There's already enough of a problem. I mean, you know.
We don't care. The Europeans are always bitching about something.
We don't care. Tell them to shut up. They're lucky they're not goose stepping around Europe.
Amen. Thanks to us, they're not.
Here's what I want you to tell them, to David. Tell him to kiss our ass.
To become the Secretary General of NATO.
That's what Bush should say.
You know what Bush should say? Kiss my ass. How does that sound, Pedro?
I've read my face.
He drove right by King Juan Carlos and Queen Sophia. Lucky he didn't throw him the bird.
He was driving by.
How about driving by King Carlos, huh? Instead of flipping the phone. I bet you're glad you called in, huh?
Oh, boy.
Adios.
You hear what I said? It's amazing that the Europeans think Americans are arrogant. I don't know where they get that.
We learn from them. Yeah. We don't need that.
The reception has not been very good. You know, he's here today in Brussels to make a big pitch to the NATO allies about missile defense. We talked about this yesterday. You know, it's interesting. You actually asked a good question, I thought, yesterday, which is, you know, why is it important that the Europeans go along? Why do we care what they think? And I, in when I had a chance, posed that question to some senior administration officials who were briefing us. And, they essentially make the point that the effectiveness of this kind of system, a missile defense system, is predicated on the idea that the Europeans are on board, that some of there's no real plan for how a missile defense would work because it's so early in the process, but whether it's the deployment of satellites would be contingent upon approval from various European countries for deployment. So it does matter, but more than anything, there's a pitch being made that if the Europeans want to remain secure, then they ought to go the way the United States tells them to go. And Bush is making it clear that whether they're on board or not, he intends to proceed.
That's our point.
Amen.
Right. Here,
apparently they were listening.
Here's our final thought.
Yeah.
Hey, Pedro, kiss our ass. Thanks, David.
Yes,
David.
David's passed out.
David Gregory.
Call again.
White House correspondent for NBC News. Hey, Pedro, kiss my ass.
Aerobici.
I need a tequila now.
That's going to be bicho.
Yeah, definitely me culo. Yes. And it's 32 minutes past the hour.
On the Imus in the Morning program.
Oh, man. So, well, now he's...